You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about the love of friendships on this Valentine's Day.
The roots of many female friendships are strong and can run deep. They certainly do for writer Jan Mireles Larson of Eau Claire. She shared a story about being in the company of women at a live Wisconsin Life storytelling event in Eau Claire at the Lakely.
We were 12. Most strangers, all women, joined for 4 days in the common goal of sea kayaking the caves along the shores of Lake Superior's late summer. But first, we had to fall out of a kayak. "Who wants to be first?" our guide called out with an enthusiasm meant to overcome the silence sure to follow such an absurd question. The water was cold. Who would ever intentionally dump their kayak? Turns out, me. "I'll do it." Sighs of relief, round of applause from my new friends. I was in the company of women. And when in the company of women, I am free to be as bold or as vulnerable or as unburdened as I choose. Now, my earliest memories of the space women hold for one another were gathered at a neighbor's kitchen table. While sipping their hot brews, my mom and Mrs. Cruz would tell stories. I was the quiet mouse in the other room, quietly reading a book, but also a sponge, soaking up the promise of joy in the connections made when women are present for one another. Years later, during a period of uncertainty and illness, I found truth in the Chinese proverb that women hold up half the sky. Women from every corner and decade of my life held me. Cards, letters, phone calls, flowers, tea, gifts of time and food all let me know that they cared, that I mattered. It was the promise of joy glimpsed in that kitchen of long ago, fulfilled. Two friends were relentless in their presence. When all I could do was walk a few steps, Julia dragged me first down the driveway, then up a hill and back again, until 1 mile became two, and two became four. Soon, Emily had me strength training 3 days a week. The physical activity was great, but the hundreds of conversations that we had that allowed us to deepen our connection, that was priceless. Emily and Julia led me back to the physical strength to say yes. So when my friend Mo suggested a weekend paddling Lake Superior with 10 strangers, I was ready. Ready enough to volunteer to fall out of a kayak first. As we paddled, as we devoured meals around the campfire, we began to share our joys, our worries, our feelings, our dreams, our stories. And although our ages and experience spanned more than 6 decades, we were there to know and be known. These days, I have been delighted to witness that same joy present in our adult daughters' friendships. Whether piling in a heap like a litter of puppies while they settle in for a good chat, scrolling through social media posts to vet their friend's newest love interest, or showing up in celebration, or if needs must, in mourning, they give one another the gift of unconditional love, fierce devotion, and the joy found in the company of women.
Jan Mireles Larson shared that piece on the company of women at a live storytelling event in Eau Claire at the Lakely. It was hosted by WPR's Wisconsin Life and the Chippewa Valley Writers Guild. To hear her full story and learn about why she wanted to talk about friendship on stage, go to wisconsinlife.org or check out the Wisconsin Life podcast. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.